It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Farmers everywhere try to minimize the amount of spraying they need to do in orchards, vineyards, and other crops in order to keep their crops healthy but not overspray. Some are embracing precision and automation. Gus Automation COO Gary Thompson says many times in orchards and vineyards, they need complete coverage as efficiently as possible.
A lot of these sprays are 100 gallons per acre, so you want to maintain that the whole time you're spraying. It's all computer controlled. It's all being monitored full time. So if any one of those parameters gets off, it's going to send an alert. It's going to notify the guy that's supervising the machines and he can take action.
Thompson said in other areas, the rate needs to be variable, such as for many of their customers in Florida.
Any mature grove in Florida is infected to some degree by greening. So you got a very large tree next to a tree that died maybe last year and was reset with a baby tree next to a tree that was reset 2 or 3 years ago, which is a medium size. So we actually use 3 sensors per side on that machine. If it sees a small tree with the bottom sensor, it just turns on the bottom third of the manifold. 2 sensors for a medium tree will turn on 2/3 of the manifold, and then a mature tree, it'll turn on the whole side of the manifold. So we do utilize some of these sensors for select customers.
Thompson thinks this is just the beginning of bringing precision and automation to agriculture. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.